Well, I was very fortunate. My sister, being a manageress upstairs in the office, she went to see the general manager, Mr. Quincy. And of course, he said, "What do you like to do?" Well, she said, "I'd like to go in the outfitting as a tailor." So, nevertheless, when I went for the exam, I went in front of him and we'd done a little exam, you know, adding up, that's all. But Cyril was rather nervous of him, like, you know, being the general manager, and I'm only a boy, like, I've never met these sort of people. And he realised that I was nervous, and he said, "Come on." And he put me at ease, and he said, "Let's add this sum up together, because I apparently hadn't made a, I'd made a mistake." And it's because we added this sum up, and it came to £116.16 and a £116, 16 shillings and eightpence halfpenny. And because this is the kind of bill you added up the grocery, because every person was, when a person came in for his groceries, this is, he added it up personally, you know, in front on you, sort of thing. There was no machines, and so it was just a pencil and paper. And nevertheless, we got it right after all. I got the correct answer. So, because, and apparently, I went home and waited to hear from, to about a position. But apparently, I was sent for again. But this time, I had to go to the boardroom with 20 more people. But they were all like myself, applying for a job. And we sat in front of the boardroom. We all sat on these very posh chairs and table, this huge table, and we'd done this sum, and it was the same sum what I'd already done. So the young girl behind me, when she gave me the paper and I looked at it, I immediately just went like this, just up the line, £116, 16 eightpence halfpenny, sort of thing. I put it down as quick as the machine would have put it down, and she looked at me. "He must be a brilliant." And because with that, like, I just give her the paper, and with that, like, we all started work. After a few days, they sent for me, and I started, but I didn't start in the outfit. I had to start in the grocery, in Burley Street Central Lot, in the grocery department, and they put me in the central there, polishing this, polishing the apples up, making them look nice and shiny. And I was really keen, being a young boy of 14. And this went on for about 6 months. And then I went on the little motor vans out in the country, delivering the groceries and that sort of thing, and bread. And with that, like, then one day they told me that I got a letter to report to the Mr. Cornwall. He was the manager of the outfitting, and that is what I'd been waiting for. And of course, I went in the outfitting. Well, first of all, they gave me a broom, and I had to sweep the floor, like, sort of thing. And of course, after a little while, I realised I can see what I'm going to do. I gave me a counter with some woolly socks on and that sort of thing, just to start me off, and I enjoyed every minute. And in the end, when I was put down, as we was losing staff because they were getting called up, I was given a position down in the basement there, and suits, and I said I was measuring up for a suit and that sort of thing, and I was really keen. But unfortunately, I realised that I wasn't putting any money in the bank. My
Because
wages were 19 shillings a week,
right.
48 hours. You had a half day on a Thursday when the co-op all closed. Now, I realised then I was going to be called up and going to go in their forces within about 2 years, and I thought myself, I must. So I decided to ask Mr. Cornwall for a rise. Now, this particular day, he came down to the basement, to the basement where I was working, and I said to him, I said, "Sir, I would like a rise." Now, he's never, in his whole of his life, he's never heard that word come out of a young boy asking for a rise. I was just like Oliver Twist. I wanted more. I said, 19 shillings a week. I give my sister so much money. It doesn't pay for me to have a laundry. Now, in the outfit and trade, you have to look rather smart, collar and tie, and you've got to dress quite well. Well, with this, he went to see the general manager. But unfortunately, my sister's office is on the way to the general manager's, and he called in there first to inform her that I was asking for a rise. Well, that didn't go down very well, apparently. And so what he done, he saw the general manager, and after about half hour, apparently, he came down and he got this rise, what they give me, 5 shillings. So they made my money up to 24 shillings. Now, I said, "No, sir. I would like you to make my money up to that gentleman over there." And he was getting £3.10, because he was an elderly gentleman. I said, "Well, sir, if you can't make my money up to his, I should be leaving." But the point was, he said he's married. Well, I said, "If I get married tomorrow, do you pay me that money?" Well, he couldn't answer. So I told him that I'd worked twice as hard as that gentleman because I was younger. I could serve two people. I was keen. I used to take 1,000 coupons at least on a Saturday when we was busy. And I took twice as much money as him because we used to have these little checks. And he used to add up. The governor used to come down and add up. I said, "You know, sir, I worked well." He said, "I understand you do." He said, "I know that. But," he says, "something I can do about it." I said, "All right, sir." I said, "As my notice, I got it all ready for him. And I said, I should be starting work on the railway as a cleaner." "A cleaner?" And he looked at me. He said, "You all right, cleaner?" I said, "Yes. You're starting to build your way up to driver in years to come." So I said, "They're going to pay me £3.10 a week, exactly the same as that gentleman, when I get passed out." And with that, like, he said, "Well, call in, good luck to you." And he shook my hand, and after a day or two, on the Saturday I left, and I started work on the railway, cleaning these dirty engines